Near-Death Experience Podcast, an ongoing exploration of spiritually transformative experiences, including NDEs and other phenomena, in order to elucidate the ineffable and better understand our spirituality. All episodes are available at ndepodcast.org. The views expressed and opinions given by the individual hosts and guests are not necessarily those of NDE Podcast, the NDERF, any sponsors, or for that matter, anyone else. In the end, the only opinion that really matters is yours.
Welcome to Near-Death Experience Podcast, the official source of audio accounts for the Near-Death Experience Research Foundation. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Life in the Spirit World, What Near-Death Experiences May Teach About Life on the Other Side, as well as the music album Home, both of which can be found on our website, neardeathexperiencepodcast.org. Today we're going to share the experience of Martin from nderf.org. Martin says, "I was dead for 8 minutes. It was in October 1986, and I was on my way back home from work. It was late in the afternoon, and it had begun to get dark. I was on my bike riding down a road with a long decline. The road swung to the right, and when I looked up, I saw a car coming toward me at high speed. The car took the curve widely, so it was entirely on my side of the road. The autumn wind was blowing so hard that I heard the car coming toward me too late. I had no time to swerve, and so a collision was unavoidable. The first thing I experienced was that everything was indescribably light. I felt myself weightless. I floated in a warm, soft sea of light that consisted of glistening and vibrating colored crystals. I felt myself light and high, but simultaneously completely calm and in balance. I was in a state of being that I had never before experienced. It was wonderful and uplifting. When I looked up and around, there was only light. There was nothing to fasten my glance upon. I sought reference points in order to understand where I was and which direction was up and down. I looked down and saw my body, which to my great amazement was completely transparent and glowed like a powerful light tube. In spite of my being in a light that was unbelievably stronger than the sun, I noted that I emanated a light that was stronger than the light I found myself in. How was that possible? I have learned afterwards that the reason for this was that I reflected all light around me, which shone toward my transparent non-physical body. I was baffled over the fact that even though the light was so bright, it was not at all blinding. The crystal light was very soft, beautiful, and shimmered lightly in the most beautiful colors of the rainbow. To focus on what was up and down, I looked down at my feet. Then the floating wave motion decreased, and I could see that I stood on a light platform surrounded by a glittering mass of light that consisted only of high and warm vibrations. When I looked around in the light before me, I began to hear voices and sounds. I became curious and wondered where I was. With the power of thought and will, I was dragged down through the light and stopped about 100 feet above the scene of the accident. Some time had elapsed since the accident occurred, and there were a lot of people standing around a young man lying on the road. When I looked more closely at him, he looked familiar in some way. Those who stood around the young man tried to revive him. I felt their shock and hopelessness. I heard them cry out, "He's dead! He is dead! There is nothing we can do!" When I looked down at him, it hurt inside of me. When I met my own feeling, it was as if my own focus sank from my brain down to my heart and then out in and through my entire body. Then it flamed up around me. I felt as if someone sent an electric current through me, and I was coupled into an entirely new and much higher energy system. I felt this very strongly. It also felt as if I were filled with an incredible power, and for the first time, I felt as if I were completely myself. I became conscious that I am a part of the godly soul which is and exists in many different dimensions simultaneously. At this instant, I saw thousands of beams of light in all the most beautiful colors of the rainbow radiated out from me. It felt as if I were one with everything. Through these light beams, I could see and experience all that took place at the accident scene, and I could know everything in an instant. I could go through solid matter as if it were air or fog. I could move through cars, trees, and more that was at the accident scene without even reflecting over it. It was self-evident that one could do so. This is because all matter is only slowed down energy, which consists of vibrating and moving particles. Even the hardest material that exists is completely penetrable and can, in theory, admit energy from all directions. This is because there is no completely tight and solid energy mass. In the non-physical dimension I found myself in, I could see the injured young man from different sides simultaneously. I could see directly in and through his physical body, which showed and told me how energy pulsed through in his organs, glands, and meridians. I could see and feel his imbalances, physical and emotional pain and injuries. I could also experience how, why, and when these had occurred. When I looked at those who helped the young man, I could see how they radiated a color light shimmer in warm and beautiful and light pastel colors around them. The energy of kindness is completely delightful and fantastic to listen to if only one can tune in. It is as the most beautiful symphony. Those who were shocked at the accident scene had begun to darken with condensed energies and colors which caused shadows around them. They felt cold, afraid, and distant from their physical bodies as they were surrounded by low vibrations and discord. When I became aware of the different individuals who are radiating energies and colors, I wondered if this radiation had something to do with what we feel and experience within ourselves. When I focused more thoroughly on the young man lying there on the ground, I noticed that he still had a strong energy radiation, in spite of his soul having left his body. When my radiating energies met those coming from him, there was a spark, and I could directly know his thoughts, feelings, and earlier experiences in life. Then, to my amazement, I was aware that it was me who was lying there. At that moment, I experienced everything from the beginning. Suddenly, I was back on my bike on the way home from work. I saw the car coming at me at high speed. I saw and heard the crash and felt how I flew high up in the air and how it was that I was drawn and out of my physical body. I experienced how I came into another dimension of life. From there, I saw how my physical body, which I was now separated from, landed down on the ground a bit further away. I received a very great and important insight. We have two bodies. I became conscious that I am not my physical body, but rather I am an energy body. The soul, which is my true self, lives and temporarily inhabits this physical body. We temporarily in We live temporarily in and through the physical body here on earth, but we are not the body. I realized that I missed the point of my life by focusing everything on my body and completely forgetting the soul. When I released the physical body, I felt myself indescribably free and burden-free. I understood that everything I have experienced and gone through in my life is stored in my physical body. All my concern, fear, mistakes, and pain vanquished. I felt myself godly, elevated, and free. After a short while, I felt a strong pull back up to the light platform that I had just come from. I just relaxed and was drawn back up and into the light. I felt how the light began to radiate warm vibrations toward me, and I had a feeling that I was not alone. The vibrations increased in power, and when I looked up, I saw five silhouettes that slowly appeared before me as transparent light beings. It was as if they had appeared from another dimension. The light beings were surrounded by a clean and clear crystal light. I felt a close bond with them. To meet them was like meeting old good friends again. It was as if I had been on a long vacation. Our light melded together, and it felt as if we had become one. We had like fireworks of pulsating and sparkling colors around us. I felt how my energy was transformed upwards, and I came into still higher vibrations of light. I felt indescribably good and felt myself to be truly high. The light beings introduced themselves and explained that they were my guides, those that showed me the way and helped me in life. We spoke without words to each other through radiation in beautiful, clear, pulsating color combinations. Communication was unbelievably fast and went directly into the consciousness in its purest form. The energies lit up and pulsated in milliseconds between us. We just were and enjoyed the high vibrations of joined love. It was a completely indescribable feeling and experience. After a time, one of the light beings said to me, "Now you are going to go on, because you are to experience that which has been previously decided." They began together to focus energy on me, as if they will prepare me for that journey which I was now to make in new and higher dimensions. I began to feel muted vibrations of low frequencies. I felt how I slowly sank down until I half lay in a comfortable and relaxed position. The vibrations became increasingly stronger until I was surrounded by a low frequency darkness. Now my friends dissolved into emptiness again. I was completely calm and was curious as to what would happen now. I felt as if an indescribable power drew me into the darkness. I traveled through a tunnel at several times the speed of light in higher dimensions. I cannot describe how long it took. They were surrounded by high vibrations which glanced and radiated out from them. They were as beautiful suns that radiated their light, positive energy, onto the young man. I could hear the beautiful tones of the vibrations, which can be compared to wonderful music. It was unbelievably beautiful to see them and experience this. I just relaxed and let myself be taken where it was the intent I should be taken. I now got a strong feeling and became conscious of there being no death. Death is only a transition into other and higher dimensions of life. I was transported toward a radiating light source. It was like being transported through space out into the universe. The closer I came to the light, the higher and stronger the vibrations became. When I focused on the light source, I received an experience that the energies moved clockwise in a spiral toward the light. The closer I came to the light, the more the strong light beams toned up before me, which filled the entire sky like a huge fan. The radiating light consisted of high vibrations in the warmest and most beautiful pastel colors. Everything was surrounded and permeated of an endless crystal light. This heaven I have copied in my artwork, Eternal Light, which is found in Stala Church in Orust Island, which lies on the Swedish west coast. In this artwork, I have tried as much as possible to reproduce the sparkling colors which were found within and around the strong and pure crystal light that the sky or heavens consist of. The pure white crystal light has been hard for me to reproduce in the artwork because this was so indescribably light. All this light came from a radiating light being with a big smile and open arms who welcomed me. It felt like a warm reunion with my very best friend. I slowed down and stopped a few meters from him. It felt like coming home. We stood there on a high plateau of heavenly beautiful nature. Below, to the left, was a valley where a river flowed. Further away in the valley, I saw a powerful and clear light that one cannot describe with words. I wondered then if this light could come from the famous Crystal City. The environment was so beautiful that it exceeded human understanding. The light being filled me with power, and I felt that everything in this light world was one. Everything is joined and holds together. When I stood before him and met his radiation, I experienced a euphoric feeling of freedom, love, and indescribable happiness. Many have asked me if this was Jesus that I met, but it was not. I have a clear and detailed face that I can reproduce, but for various reasons, I have elected not to do so. The light being welcomed me, and we communicated telepathically with each other. He asked me, "Where is the flood of love between you who live on the earth? Where is the spontaneity, happiness, laughter, and joy? You are ignorant that you live in an entirely wrong energy. You focus most on the physical, bound darkness and live with conflicts and separations from yourselves and each other. Do you consider that under your short life on earth that you have time with this?" So that I could better understand, he showed me pictures of how it was meant that we should live and function together from the beginning. The idea was that we should live in union, mutual understanding, and balance with each other. Life here on earth should vibrate and pulsate in the clearest colors between us, of unconditional and united love. I was allowed to see life on earth from a non-physical perspective. The reality I got to see had exactly the same form as normally, but it was entirely non-material and consisted only of transparent energy. I was permitted to see how all energy bodies from people, animals, plants, and how energies from solid matter, Mother Earth, and the universe were bound together with beams of light. We, all of us, sit with these radiating and pulsating energies. I still have retained the ability to see life in a non-physical perspective. The light being showed me how it was planned that life should function from the beginning here on Earth. When I experienced these energies, it felt as though one floated in the highest possible euphoria of warm, healing, and unifying feelings. I received the knowledge that we must learn to love ourselves and others, give and receive such love, forgive ourselves and others, and be able to understand each other and come to agreement. All my understanding and insights I transmit to you come from the other side. I will, before I go, make the point that I will not in any way be considered as some spiritual savior of any type. I am only a normal, simple human who will help and share with other humans that which I have experienced and learned on the other side. I hope deep inside that it will enrich your life in the same way it has enriched my life and many others. Many have asked me how I could experience all that I did in 8 minutes on the other side when I was declared dead. I released the body temporarily for an experience and the astral journey in timelessness. Time here on the earth we measure in a linear time system. We measure time from one point of time to another and obtain thereby a definite time interval. It is this we call time. On the other side, one does not measure time as we do. One lives in and through different conditions of vibrations. I did not measure knowledge and experience as I do here. I went into and experienced different vibrational conditions, which together gave me an instantaneous intuition about all which is and is not. In this pure, godly condition, we all have access to everything that is. Inasmuch as one does not measure time, but only reaches different high vibrational conditions, so it is without a way to measure the question of seconds or minutes in order to obtain such knowledge which we have on earth. I need several months or perhaps several years in order to understand. The most important and interesting for me is not to report on how long I was over on the other side. The most important is that I opened a contact that I now have with me the whole time. And that is the end of Martin's account. And may I suggest, because this account is so full of stuff, that if you have time, go back to the beginning and start it again and listen to it again and see if you can catch things more. I'm not going to touch on a lot because I think Martin did just a phenomenal job commenting on his own experience, which is beautiful. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. And first off, his comments on us having two bodies. He doesn't go into a lot of detail about what he meant by that, except that our physical body and our spirit body are two separate living things, both of which have memories. That, I think, is new to me, this idea of the body having memories. Now, it's not completely new in the sense of I've heard of this idea of cellular memory, the idea that every cell of our bodies contains some memory of all the generations before us, and that there are habits and traditions that are born into the cells and so forth, the cellular memory. I've heard of that before, and I don't pretend to understand that, but it's always been interesting to me. But this account seems to imply that the body itself contains memories, both the memories of what it goes through as well as perhaps much of the experience that our spirit brings to bear. Or in other words, as we are living on this earth and we are experiencing spiritual experiences amidst our physical experiences, it appears that our physical body is able to remember those spiritual experiences as well. Now, what do we do with that? I don't know, but I find it incredibly interesting. And the body that we call the spirit body, what that's made of is very difficult to understand, because I've heard it described as light. I've heard it described as vibration, and Martin uses that word a lot, vibration. I've heard it described as spirit, of course, but what does that mean exactly? What is that? And Martin does a beautiful job trying to touch on how that works with matter and density and so forth, and again, does a beautiful job. If you haven't gone back to listen, again, do that, because I think there's something big there. So, he also describes a landscape, and in this landscape, he meets five light beings that introduce themselves as his guides. And he remembers seeing them and feeling like he's meeting old friends, good friends, close friends. And then something happens that I find interesting that I have not heard of described this way before, but it put in my mind another idea of perhaps why there is this in the spirit world, this darkness, complete blackness, and then there is this light and complete light. And because the way he describes there these five guides as somehow like pulsating energy into him to prepare him to move on to the next level, which he takes to mean those higher dimensions of life, this transition into higher, brighter, higher vibration places. He says that as he's standing there and they are pulsating this energy into him, darkness begins to envelop him. And he doesn't say it as if they are... It almost... from a visual perspective, is as if these five people are standing around him, these beings, and pulsating energy into him, which are filling him, of course, with love and just it's this wonderful experience. But as he's doing so, the landscape around him is fading to darkness, and he's not entirely clear whether this darkness becomes an absolute darkness, like the void, so to speak. But it almost seems like that might be what is going on. At first reading, I assumed from this that he is going into the void. You know, that he's now passing into this location or state that we call the void. And then from there, he will seek the light, or another light, or another tunnel, or whatever. But I'm almost wondering if what's happening, this is totally, I wouldn't even call this speculation, because I don't know, this is just a suggested idea of what could possibly be happening. You know how, when you're using your camera, and you point it at the sun, and everything, you know, don't do this very often, because, you know, you might burn your lens, or whatever, or anything bright, you point it at something really bright, and everything else darkens around it. This is not darkening the sun, okay, or the light. It's not doing that. What it's doing is it is adjusting to the light to accept greater light. Now, if something like this is happening with spirits on the other side, we come from the earth, it is a very dark place compared to the much of the other side. And that void that we enter into perhaps it's the spiritual level that this world is. I don't know. And then we get to a place of light. And this is where Martin is at this time, in a place of light of sorts. Now he is being prepared to enter a lighter place. So what if that energy that they are pumping into him is helping him see and perceive on a higher brightness level, such that, like your phone dimming to compensate for the light around it, his spirit is actually becoming brighter and his perception is becoming so bright that the visual of what he is seeing around him is darkness. Now, the place around him, he has not moved. If I'm right about this, if this idea is in place, perhaps he has not moved. And people standing around him would simply see him getting brighter and brighter and brighter, to the point where he is probably beyond the brightness that is in that location. But what he is seeing is the place that he's at darkening and darkening and darkening, because he's being prepared for a lighter place. And if he goes there, you know, this is, you know, in the moment of his changing, this transitional period, when he gets there, he will find that he can see perfectly well. It may even be brighter than what he's ready for, but that he will adjust, his spirit will adjust by becoming brighter and enveloping brightness to the point where he can go there and be one with that light. Now, if that's the case, that would also explain why he describes being one with everything around him. And it would also explain why there are, or what at least partially is meant by, different levels. And I don't think these levels are just brightness. I think they're more. I think they're vibrations of greater love, greater oneness, greater everything that we're talking about here. So it could be that even in these near-death experiences that we're talking about and sharing, in all of these experiences, that they are still on a growing level, that they haven't been there long enough or vibrated more completely enough to experience the greater levels of light, which I don't know, but maybe they continue on infinitely brighter for eternity. I don't know. But just that idea of adjusting from one level to the next, it could be that void, this is, again, just throwing this out there, what if the void is not a dark place, but rather a light being in a less light place, and that the light being, which is you, or the, you know, NDE-er, as it is in a place that is so bright. I mean, that is the place that is where they are so bright, so to speak, that everything around them is darkness. Now, that doesn't explain a lot, you know, or that doesn't correlate necessarily with a lot of experiences, because people will look down and not see a body there, or maybe they'll just see their body. It's not particularly bright, but everything around them is dark. So that idea has some holes in it, but who knows? Maybe there's something to that. I think there does seem to be something for the preparing for a lighter, brighter, more loving, higher vibration place that he describes. And I find that interesting. I also want to point out, and this I find very interesting, that in this experience, as he's talking to this light being who identifies as not being Jesus, which is interesting, very clear about that. It's not Jesus, but it is this very great light being that he's discussing with. He says, he has this conversation, so to speak, with this light being, and they're explaining to him and helping him understand that we are not meant in this life to live in the dark places that we sometimes put ourselves, but that is intended that we have union, mutual understanding, and balance with each other, that it should vibrate and pulsate with the clearest colors between us of unconditional and united love. And he was able to see the earth from the non-physical perspective. Now, we sometimes think of this world being the physical world, and that we are going gone later after death to the spiritual world. And that does not seem to be what he's saying. He's saying that this world and everything on it has a spiritual side, and it's that spiritual side that we need to connect with, via our spiritual side in order to bring about this loving union that is intended to be between us. He even says that this light being says, where's the spontaneity, happiness, laughter, and joy that is apparently supposed to be here? He says, you're living in the entirely wrong energy. Now, does this mean laughing and being spontaneous is going to bring about that world? Well, I think in one sense that will help, but it's kind of like the studies that talk about how smiling actually increases our level of joy and dopamine and all that stuff. That kind of a feedback loop thing. It's not the smile itself that's doing it. But when you smile, it may be a little bit of a Pavlov's dog thing that's going on in your head, that your brain is like, oh, whenever I smile, there's a dopamine release. Here's some dopamine. Not because I'm smiling, but because the thing that brought it normally that brings about the smile releases dopamine, and oh, here's a smile, so I'm supposed to be releasing dopamine. And so it causes a loop that can begin bringing things back. So in a sense, increasing spontaneity, happiness, laughter, and joy does return that energy. But it is that energy that is intended to bring about the spontaneity, happiness, laughter, and joy. And what is that vibration that is intended to be bringing about that spontaneity, happiness, laughter, and joy? Well, it's apparently love and compassion and unity. And as we do those things, as we exercise that part of our spirit, those spontaneity, happiness, laughter, and joy will increase. And sometimes when we're in a dark place, sometimes exercising happiness like that can help to start that feedback loop of joy that returns our spirit to where it's supposed to be, that energy that we are intended to both feel and exude and to share. He also says that he was permitted to see how all energy bodies, from people, animal, and plants, that all those things have this energy capacity, that there is life and unity that should radiate and pulsate between us. And it's at this point that he says, I have retained the ability to see life in a non-physical perspective. Now, Martin obtained this gift from having a near-death experience, and a glorious one at that. Is it possible for us to obtain that gift by practice, by thinking on spiritual things, by meditation and becoming one with the world around us? I mean, I don't consider Star Wars a spiritual book, but some of the things that they describe in reaching out into the Force and you know, quietly absorbing the world around you, maybe there's something to that. Maybe there's something to that. And maybe that's that the experiences of those who came up with those ideas or refined them and so forth, maybe that comes from something that's very real. I think that's probably the case. And yet the Force, quote unquote, that is real is so much more powerful than what Star Wars has to offer, because it connects with the non-physical. Anyway, little bit of a Star Wars tangent there. Sorry about that. But I found this a very interesting experience. I myself am going to go back and study this numerous times. Just he's trying, and he says he fails, you know, many times, that you can't describe this in the physical, and gratefully he keeps trying, because there is so much in this. And anyway, very interesting. So if you would like to reach out to me, You can email me, Chaz, at ndepodcast.org. You can also email John at ndepodcast.org. You can find our website, neardeathexperiencepodcast.org. And if you either purchase my book or my music, that supports the show. Also going to patreon.com/ndepodcast. You can go on and become a monthly, ongoing monthly contributor. And that provides all the financial backing for the, housekeeping kind of stuff, as well as compensates some for the time and energy put into this. And I don't want you to feel like you have to do that, or that you don't feel at all guilty if you can't do it. I am one who absorbs ridiculous quantities of podcasts without being able to contribute financially to them. But I want you to know that I'm just glad that you're here. Now, if you feel so inclined, you can make do a review on iTunes or any of the other podcast places. If you write one, that's even more useful, because people will find the, five-star reviews and so forth, and they'll think, oh, really? So let me hear what they're saying about it. And people can detect very quickly the true tone of the podcast by what people say about it. So that helps a lot. Also, if you have read my book or listened to my music, if you get onto the sites, Amazon or whatever, and review them there, write down a few thoughts. Doesn't have to be much. It just helps. And the more detailed or personal they are, the more people will recognize them as being real people having real experiences with them. So, just be honest is what I'm saying. Be yourself. So with that, once again, thank you all of you so much for listening.